Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Welcome back onto this edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast, and we've got a technical skills question today. Devlin, we had one a couple of days ago with regards to riding switchbacks. This one's quite interesting, and I think it actually follows on from that because there's lots of these at the Old Mutual Joburg to see as well. Water bridges. From a technical point of view, how should you ride those things? They psych people out. I mean, it's quite a sort of mental thing to wrap your head around.
I think that's exactly it. So I think more than anything else, it is a mental thing, and you'll get a lot of riders. It's happened to me before as well, where you tend to talk yourself out of it before you've even gotten to that section, until you actually ride it, and it's actually a lot easier than you might think. From a technical point of view, it is important to maintain speed. You want to give, especially when you start talking water bridges and a bridge that might actually move slightly on the water, is you want to give a gap to the rider ahead of you. So you don't want to be too close to that rider, purely in case that rider stops and you've actually got nowhere to go and you can't get around. So it's important to give a gap to the rider ahead of you, maintain the consistent speed, and confident in what you're doing as well. So trust that you're on and trust your skill. You're more than capable of doing it, and those bridges aren't made to necessarily throw you off. It is key to look up the ahead of you as well, so a good 10 to 15 meters ahead of where you are riding, in terms of anticipating particular bends in the bridge so that you know what is coming, and try your best not to lose momentum. So it is key to make sure that you have got the appropriate gear selection in entering the bridge. Make sure you're not spinning too much, but also you're not in a heavy gear that you're now trying to change gears on the bridge and lose that momentum. Other than that, it's more a case of enjoying it, don't overstress, and actually take in the experience of getting to ride one of those bridges.
And the truth of the matter is, no one's ever dissolved when they've gone for a swim. So it's not it's not the end of the world if you do end up in the drink, but just mark it off to experience. Devlin, thank you very much once again for your time here on the podcast. We look forward to catching up again soon. Don't forget, if you have any questions, head over to coachperry.com. That's where you can get your questions submitted. We look forward to answering it next time out here on the podcast. Until then, from the two of us, it's cheers.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter @AskCoachPerry.